Well, good morning, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris, and as you can see from the title of this boo, this is a sequence of responses to the boo I posted recently, entitled "Why Do You Boo?" And then a subcategory of my own boo experiment, which was talking about the reasons why I want to boo. And as I've tagged Claire Randall in this boo. I've had a few public responses, and I've had many DM responses, which is interesting. And I've begun to respond to the DMs first. It's a decision I've made, and I've done that. It's a DM boo is a little easy to respond to. I can just hit the reply button on my app and respond and engage that kind of conversation. And the response I've had have been quite interesting and quite diverse, and none more diverse, really, than Claire and her partner Paul's boos to me, public boos. And I'm going to respond to everybody who's booed and responded to me in kind. And I started with Claire. I started with you, Claire, simply because on the public level, yours was the easiest for me to respond to. Because you got it straight away, what I was trying to do. Straight away, there was no sort of preamble, there was no confusion, there was no putting a slant on anything that I might have said. You got it pretty much straight to the point. I am trying to use my social networks to engage with people. And I treat AudioBoo as a social network. That's how I treat it. Everybody is entitled to use any social network in any manner they see fit. And it isn't, I don't think it's for anybody to particularly, you know, worry about why other people use networks. I mean, I put the question out because I'm genuinely interested in why people boo. And so anybody that responded to that, I'm very interested in listening to the reply. I wouldn't post the question otherwise. But again, in my own boo, I did give reasons why I want to boo. And like I say, this has caused some confusion, and none more so than with Paul, your partner, Claire. But I will respond to Paul individually. So thank you for getting back to me. Thank you for responding, Claire, anyway. And thank you to everybody who has responded, first of all, because that's the point of my boo. I want to know why people boo, and I'm looking for engagement. And I'm not necessarily looking for engagement on my topics. I'm looking to engage with people who want to engage. This is the thing. I'm trying to use it, as I say, as a social network where I can post something. People I follow can post something. They can respond to me. I can respond to them. Especially if a question is asked. I mean, that's the key. If we don't always ask questions. I don't always ask questions in my boos. And so I don't always expect a response. But it is, for me, a platform to engage with others. It's to find other people's viewpoints, to learn about other people, maybe, if we're lucky, to make friends. Claire, you talked about Facebook and this idea of friends on Facebook. And this is something I've struggled with Facebook. Facebook has become less about friends, in my opinion, than more about collecting followers. I have my own Facebook account, and I don't use it as so much as a direct friends and family account. I use it as a place where people have a similar interest in me, a particular interest in me, and this particular interest is hiking and the outdoors, where like-minded people can get to talk and we can share things, and that's what I use Facebook for particularly. It's a channel for one of my interests. People do attempt to follow me on Facebook, and I look at their profiles, and if they don't seem to have the same interest, then I won't follow back. I mean, I don't block them from following me or anything. I just don't follow back. And that's all our prerogative, isn't it? If we use our social networks for our own reasons, and I'm not looking for followers lists, I'm not looking for likes particularly, I'm not looking for numbers, I'm looking for engagement. And like life, we have a limited number of friends, people that we engage with. We might have many associates, we might have many contacts, as you, if you call if work colleagues, whatever, but we don't necessarily call them as friends. We are friendly towards them, they are friendly towards us, but they're not people we engage with socially. And for me, that's what I'm aiming towards in my experiment. And it's my experiment is no great thing. I put it out there because Audio Boo, I have followers. The surprising thing is my followers have increased since my boo, not decreased. I've noticed some people have unfollowed me, but I've gained more followers than I've lost, which is surprising. And many of the DMs I've received, and I have received quite a number. I've had 5 DMs from people who didn't follow me before, but commented on my boo and are following me now. And that's the experiment is working on that level alone. It is about engagement for me. Some people have said it's about adoration and affirmation. Not at all. And I will address those in subsequent views. It isn't about that. And obviously, you know, some people have got what I'm trying to do and some people haven't. But no, I've unfollowed a lot of people. I did say that I would do that, and I did give the reasons for that. And it's not because of people who don't engage with me. It's more about people with whom there is no engagement. I'm not interested necessarily in their boo content overall. I don't find that I want to respond myself, and I don't find that I listen enough to certain people. Certain people, of course, follow me. There have been people who have followed me. I think I started out with 150 followers, but I did check just because of the experiment. I think last count 154. I did follow 138, 148. I'm now down to, I think, 51, 50. But of those 100 people I unfollowed, half of those people either didn't boo at all and were just listening in which case there's no point in me following them. They're quite welcome to follow me. But I don't need to follow them because there's no engagement. And the rest were people I was neither not interested in, who weren't interested in me particularly, by not, you know, and that's it. There's no animosity here. There's no malice. It is a social network for me. And as such, I need to treat it as such. I don't feel the need to follow lots of people simply because they follow me. I do put out that I wanted people to unfollow me if they weren't interested in me. And that was the key thing. It wasn't just about if you're not going to engage with me, unfollow me. It was more about don't follow me for the sake of it. Because when I'm speaking and talking, I take everybody into consideration. I try and get some sense of the people who are listening to me. And so I don't really want to engage with people who aren't really listening to me, but just follow me if you know what I mean, if that makes any kind of sense. So thanks, Claire, for your boo. It was the easiest for me to respond to simply because you got it. There was no real explanation, further explanation needed. We all boo. We all use social networks for different reasons. I'm trying to make my social networks, I'll use the word social. Social is interaction. It's engagement. It's conversation. That's how I see it personally. I know other people have a different view. That's great. And I've got no problem with other people's views. But if the views aren't, if people are using it for a different reason than I want to use it, then I don't know. You know, we don't have to agree with everybody. We don't have to disagree with everybody. We don't have to be friends with everybody. We don't have to engage with everybody. In fact, we'd find it very difficult to do so. And part of my experiment is, because I found it difficult to try and engage with everybody that I followed. And I didn't want anybody to feel obliged, as I don't feel obliged. So thanks, Claire. I wish you well. I will respond to Paul's. I think Paul's done 2 boos on the subject now, your partner. I've only heard the first one. And that boo was quite complex in its... simply because... There's a lot of, Paul was saying he didn't understand a lot about it. So I've got to go through the whole process again and listen to it again and respond. But thank you, Claire. I wish you well. And I carried on following you. You mentioned that you looked to see if I'd unfollowed you. No, I carried on following you because your content is interesting to me. And although I've not necessarily responded a lot, that's part of the process. Part of my experiment is to start responding and start to engage with people I find interesting. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.